T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
It's so good to have you along tonight. Welcome to our fourth and final hour. We are an hour away from football. I'm excited about that. Preseason 49ers and Cowboys from Levi's Stadium tonight. Tomorrow, the Raiders get going. We'll be focusing on them then. But tonight, our focus is on the 49ers. If you plan on focusing on Jimmy Garoppolo, you're probably not going to get much of Jimmy tonight. Not a lot of Gucci to go around. It is preseason after all.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
A lot of opportunity for C.J. Beathard, Nick Mullins, other guys that are going to have opportunities on this field tonight to make positions. Wide receiver, running back, linebacker, secondary, going to be looking in all those spots. We're not going to be seeing tonight Richard Sherman, Trent Taylor. Unfortunately, we're not going to be seeing rookie linebacker Fred Warner. He is on the inactive list tonight, along with Eric Armstead, guard Jonathan Cooper, Brock Coyle also getting the night off tonight, Joshua Garnett getting the night off tonight as well. Guys still licking some early camp wounds. We're going to say hello and how are you to Dieter Kurtenbaugh. Dieter Kurtenbaugh is a columnist for the Bay Area News Group and the East Bay Times. Good enough to have him here on 95.7 The Game. Dieter, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well, hanging out at Levi's, getting excited for the Gucci game to get on the field for a series tonight.
Right. So, we were talking a little bit about what kind of atmosphere are we going to see. And look, it's preseason, it's Levi's, it's hard to get to a game at this hour for kickoff. I'm not expecting a raucous crowd under preseason conditions, but Jimmy Garoppolo and company breathed more life into that stale stadium in 5 games at the end of the year than 4 years leading up to it. So what are you expecting from the crowd, if anything, tonight?
Well, I think we've already seen it. Walking in, you can just tell people are happy. And that's just a different emotion for 49ers fans as of late. They're excited for the season to start. They're talking about it. This is not a march to death like it had been in the past. So even if the crowd is half full, you're going to have happy customers. You're playing to the base. And really, the people who come out for preseason games, that's the true diehards, and they have something to be excited about, and that's a big change.
I thought C.J. Beathard did an awful lot to endear himself to fans last year. He basically gave his own life for the 49ers' sins as he was getting ready for Jimmy Garoppolo to take over. Where has he been in camp? It's obvious he is the ingrained number two. I would think something dramatic would have to happen for him to be lapped by Nick Mullins or anyone else. So I've been hearing that he's looking better than ever. Like, he's been pretty impressive compared to the guy we got to see last year.
Well, there's no question he's the number two. That's locked in. Nick Mullins isn't the dude. I will say, I've heard the same things you have. Every time I've seen C.J. Beathard at practice, it hasn't been all that great, but I'm not down there every day. So maybe I'm just catching him at the wrong time. Maybe it's a bit of performance anxiety knowing that I'm in the audience. But the 49ers are probably only going to carry 2 quarterbacks. I'd be interested to see if Mullins even gets to the practice squad, what they do there. But, it's C.J. Beathard, and of course, it's how could you not have that guy for another year after what he was able to do last year? He was a human crash test dummy. He won that first game for the 49ers against that Giants team. I've never been a big C.J. Beathard believer. Kyle Shanahan is, and Kyle Shanahan has given no one any reason to believe that he doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to quarterbacks and offense. So I'll err on his side.
Yeah, it pretty much in Shanahan you have to trust. Because of that being the rule, Dieter, whenever he tells you that he's excited about watching somebody, we should probably be excited about a period of decent evaluation in a game for him as well. Of course, we're talking about Joe Williams. There's been an awful lot of bluster that he was one of the hand-selected picks of Kyle Shanahan last year. injured early, IR'd early, never really saw him. Tonight we're going to get a little taste of what Kyle's looking for, I guess.
Yeah, and I think the big thing for Williams is just don't fumble the ball. That's his bugaboo, especially in these training camp practices. I mean, he'll just burst off runs. He looks like the real deal. You understand why Kyle Shanahan was pounding the table for this guy in the draft last year, why he's so excited to see him out in a real sort of real game tonight. But this is a guy who puts the ball on the ground a lot, and that was a problem last preseason. And I've seen it happen a couple times now just in training camp practices. He can't do that tonight because Mostert, the fourth-string guy, he's a great special teams player. I don't know if they're going to carry more than three running backs. So I'm keeping an eye on Joe Williams. Not only can he show that burst, not only can he keep the ball off the ground, but also I'm going to keep an eye out for him on special teams, because if he can close the gap between him and Mostert there, that goes a long way for him making this team. There's no guarantee that he will, even if Kyle Shanahan's excited about it.
Dieter Kurtenbaugh, sports columnist for the Bay Area News Group over in the East Bay Times as well. We were just talking about a third-string running back. How much run do you expect Breida and McKinnon to get tonight?
I don't expect McKinnon to get too much. I expect Breida to probably get a couple series after that, but those are the 1-2. And so Williams is going to get a lot of carry, I'd imagine. I think they might bell cow him tonight. We're going to get really deep on the depth chart and be going through the media guide, finding out who these guys are come the second, third quarter, and especially the fourth. But they know who their 1-2s are, and that's kind of the 49ers in a nutshell this year. They are so much better than they were last year, just in terms of top-end talent. You can really see something forming there, but depth is still an issue, and that's kind of where they're at in this rebuild. Remember, it's only year two. If guys go down, if guys get injured, they don't have a next guy up thing that they can really pull off right now. So they have to be really cautious during these preseason games with their top guys.
So Brock Coyle inactive tonight. Also saw Fred Warner inactive tonight. And if you are Corey Toomer, this has got to be one of the best nights you're going to have to show this team what you've got, to maybe be the guy who gets to start alongside Malcolm Smith in weeks 1 and 2, because we all know that Reuben Foster is going to be suspended. Huge opportunity for Toomer, who was a draft pick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what these preseason games are all about, just making the most of an opportunity. The 49ers feel really good about their linebacker core, and just seeing them in practice, I get it. They feel like they're going to have to cut a couple of NFL caliber guys, and there's no guarantee that Brock Coyle's on this team. There's no, you just go down the depth chart and you can see any of these guys getting into the mix. We all know it's Reuben Foster's job. We all know it's Malcolm Smith's job, but there's a lot of depth at that position. That might be the deepest position on the 49ers roster right now. And with those injuries, there's a lot of opportunity for guys to move up that depth chart, because there's not a big gap between 3 and 7.
What's Robert Saleh really expecting from his secondary this year? I've heard an awful lot of buzz that, I think it was even your column where you were sort of billing it as Legion of Boom Part 2 Electric Boogaloo, this time a little further south. That's wishful thinking, but on the other hand, you look at some of the characters involved and you think they're not too far away maybe from being heavy hitters.
Yeah, I'm all in on this safety tandem of Tartan Colbert. I could not be more all in, and I'll eat it if I'm wrong on that. But these guys look like the real deal, and we saw it in bits and pieces last year when those guys were on the field separately. I think they're going to put it together, and that's the backbone of any good cover three, is those safety positions, because of the versatility and the demands that are put on those jobs. If Richard Sherman can get on the field and be anything like Richard Sherman in Seattle before the Achilles tendon injury, just last year's Richard Sherman, I think Kelly Witherspoon is poised for a breakout. That gives them a hell of a 1-2. I think they have the safeties there. That could be a top 10 secondary, if not even a little bit better, in the NFL. And that's almost going to be necessary, because I have a lot of questions about this pass rush right now. If you don't have a good pass rush, you better have a good secondary. I think the 49ers do.
Speaking of pass rush, we're going to take a look at Mike McGlinchey. Early reports on him, stock is up, saying that he's very good, set in the edge, pass block, run block. There's no real drop off from one to another. I guess we get to take a little look tonight. He's wearing number 69. I kind of like that attitude right out of the rip.
Yeah, I watching McGlinchey, man, it's like he's been in the NFL for 10 years. I know I'm not the first to say it, but it's really crazy. He looks the part. He's really polished for a rookie. He never looks lost. He always looks in composure. He's gotten, blown up a couple of times. But, I mean, yeah, he's the real deal. I know a couple of people were talking about the 49ers. I mean, maybe a lot of people, I don't know. But I heard a lot of people talking about the 49ers maybe reaching for McGlinchey at 9. That's the kind of draft pick you need to make when you give Jimmy Garoppolo $137 million. You need a high ceiling, high floor draft pick on the offensive line. Mike McGlinchey's that. I'm fascinated to see how he looks tonight, but really it's week one against that vaunted Minnesota defense that we're going to find out. But the fact that they feel comfortable just putting him in at right tackle right now says a lot about how polished he is coming into the league. And yeah, he's the real deal, man. He's going to be on this team for a long time.
The leader in receptions for the San Francisco 49ers in 2018 will be a wide receiver, a tight end, or a running back. Go.
That is a great question. I think it will be Goodwin. He looks so much faster this year than he did last year, and he was already one of the fastest people on the planet last year. He's just going to get open for days. I'm fascinated to see, too, how this new helmet-lowering rule plays into Kyle Shanahan's hands when it comes to those slant routes. Marquise Goodwin's going to be open for days over the middle. I think he could get close to 100 catches. He's got this is blasphemy. I'm fully aware it's blasphemy, but I can't get the image of Antonio Brown out of my mind when I watch Marquise Goodwin. He just looks so much better this year. He looks like an actual receiver and not just a track star this year.
Right. He's finally getting past the pigeonholing of he's really fast, but he can't catch a cold. Like last year, he became a lot better when Garoppolo got out there, and then the amount of goodwill that this man created for himself working through some personal issues that I think would have crippled most of us in our normal work days, much less a whole world watches you go to work days because you work on Sundays. Like what Goodwin went through last year, he must be playing with as much house money in terms of locker room credit as any guy on this roster.
Absolutely. And he's one of those guys. I mean, I really marveled at how positive the 49ers locker room was last year, even when they were like 0-9. He's one of those guys that kept it up. And he's just always, you know, he brings the energy every day. He's just a positive guy to be around. I am completely in awe of how quickly Kyle Shanahan could build just a competent organization. We remember what this was like not too long ago. It was anything but competent. And Kyle Shanahan gets in there in the course of one calendar year, 18 months, if we're, you know, really loosening it up, he's turned this into a top-notch operation. I'm excited to see where it goes, not just this year, but in the future, because I mean, they are absolutely 100% on the right track.
The days of Tom Sula are in the rearview mirror. Let's see where it all goes from here. Thank you very much, Dieter. A real pleasure to talk to you, man. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll be doing it again real soon.
Anytime. Talk to you later, Tim.
Thank you very much, Dieter Kurtenbaugh. Sports columnist for the Bay Area News Group, East Bay Times as well. Good stuff from him. We're excited for a little football tonight. We're also excited for our second edition of the name game. So here are the rules, folks. Yes or no questions only. You're going to need clues to narrow down who the athlete is. You're going to be guessing the name of an athlete who has two first names. For an example, Damon Bruce. Like, those are two first names. The athlete can be a current player, a retired player, a deceased player. You don't really know from the beginning, but I'll help you narrow it down just a little bit with what I'm going to call a very broad clue for you to ponder as you call in. And we're going to take your calls, 888-957-9570. Tonight we're going to be playing for a pair of tickets to the Comedy Get Down. That's this Saturday at Concord Pavilion. George Lopez, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin. Saturday, August 11th, a pair of tickets. And tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. But you can win a pair of tickets by playing the name game coming up next. Your clue for this round of tonight's name game? He's an active NFL player. That's all I'm going to tell you. He is an NFL player currently on a roster. That's it. That's a big, broad clue. Good luck. We're going to come back with the name game next. You're on 95.7 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
The Name Game.
Starring anyone with two first names.
What's your name?
My name?
Dirk Ferguson. It's a funny name.
What'd you say his name was again?
His name is Ricky. Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. He's got two first names.
Now, here's your host with two first names, Damon Bruce.
Welcome, welcome. I love getting to play game show host, and I get to do it right now. Today we're playing for a pair of tickets to the Comedy Get Down, starring George Lopez, D.L. Hughley, Cedric the Entertainer, and Eddie Griffin, happening this Saturday, August 11th at Concord Pavilion. I can tell you personally that D.L. Hughley is one of the single funniest in-person comedians I've ever seen in my life. The man is a genius.
I can confirm.
Other guys there, George Lopez, Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah, those are heavyweights in the comedy world. That's going to be a fantastic night of comedy. It's the Comedy Get Down. We're playing for a pair of tickets right now. And all I'm going to tell you, the only clue you get, is this player is currently in the NFL. That's where we begin. We'll begin with Aaron in Oakland. Thank you for the call, Aaron. Yes or no questions? What do you got?
Is it Tom Brady?
No. He just took a stab. He just went for it. Just took a stab.
Sometimes you got to.
Not Tom Brady. Rick, American Canyon. Rick, what do you got?
Hey, Damon. Long-time listener. Great show.
Thank you.
Pleasure, Gianna. Question, is he in the NFC West?
Yes.
Does he play for the Seattle Seahawks?
No. Thank you very much, Rick, for the call. Thank you for listening. Zach in San Francisco. Zach, what do you got?
Does he play for the LA Rams?
No. Thank you very much. Plays in the NFC West. Not a Ram, not a Seahawk. Jacob, San Jose. What do you got, Jacob?
Does he play for the Arizona Cardinals?
No. It's amazing that everyone has guessed every team that is not a Bay Area team. Phenomenal. At least we've cleared all that up. Harun? How am I doing on this name? Help me through it.
It's Harun.
Harun. Welcome, Harun. What do you got?
Is it Matt Ryan?
It is not Matt Ryan. Again, you weren't paying attention. Matt Ryan's not a player in the NFC West. We've established that. Carl Fremont. Carl, what is your guess?
Yes, I got Jamal Charles.
Ooh, sorry, Carl. Incorrect.
Nope.
Aldo, Oakland. Aldo, what do you got?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is he a defender?
No. So, again, we're narrowing it down. Not a Seahawk, not a Ram, not an Arizona Cardinal, but does play in the NFC West. Plays offense.
Right.
We're caught up. Raider Ray, North Bay. How are you, Raider Ray? What's your guess?
I'm doing good, Dave. I'm thinking he's got a bright, shiny smile.
Sure. We all have bright, shiny smiles, I guess.
Is he a sexy number 10?
He is not sexy, and Garoppolo is no one's first name. The rule of the name game is there are always two first names. But thank you, Raider Ray. It is not Mr. Gucci.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
Big J is in Oakland. Big J, a question or a guess? What do you got for us?
Well, you just took my guess, Damon, so I'm at a loss right now.
Well, you better ask a yes or no question and see if it narrows it down.
Oh, my God. Is he a running back?
No. But we're getting closer.
Getting warmer.
We're getting warmer. NFC West player, offense, not a running back, not a Seahawk, not a Ram, not a Cardinal. Dan in Livermore. Dan?
Yeah, hi. Does he play for the 49ers?
Yes.
Is he a wide receiver?
Yes.
Is it Trent Taylor?
Oh, my goodness. We have ourselves a winner. Congratulations,
yay,
Dan in Livermore. I'm going to put you on hold. Dan, you nailed it. Congratulations. Dan is the winner of tonight's name game. He gets the two tickets to the Comedy Get Down. Trent Taylor. Well done. I'm feeling like what makes me most happy is we're still in the debut portion of this and the audience is getting it. Audience is getting it. I feel like the audience knows when to go for the kill. When to go for the clue. I appreciate the clue. I appreciate the kill. I think we're off to a raucous start. Touchdown, Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield is running, but we got a flag on the play. Let's see what happens there. It is good to have football back. A lot of people were guessing Trent Taylor. I tell you what, they got a lot of people who guess correctly on the text line.
They
which
nailed it.
Does not count. You should start calling the damn show.
You might win something, just like Dan the Man did.
Damon, you're going to do a 49er and it's not Richard Sherman? Yeah, see how we throw you off the trail?
I guess he would qualify.
Sure, Sherman could be a first name. Yeah. Sherman Hemsley.
Right, yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Good. Trent Taylor was a good choice.
Very good choice. By the way, Callaway, touchdown, Browns. Hugh Jackson has got an offense. It's looking pretty good. By the way, Baker Mayfield, he is out there in the fourth quarter. Looking good. This is going to play well on HBO Hard Knocks next Tuesday. Thank you very much to everyone who called in. Appreciated it. Hope you enjoyed. When I was down at 49er training camp, you see all those guys working, and look, it's hard work. It is not easy to be a professional athlete, the amount of pressure. I mean, you're standing there, you're watching the football practice happen right in front of your eyes, and at no point in time, the harsh reality never strays from half these guys ain't here come week one. As you're watching everything, you got to know. You've got to know. Half these guys ain't even going to be here. These coaches, they got pretty good lives, man. They really do. They're out there. They're working. There's a ton of pressure. There's no doubt. But it is pretty cool to, like, do that for work. What'd you do today? Well, I attended and I ran an NFL practice.
That's cool.
It is cool. Coaching, though, really is not good for your long-term health. It's not. Look at the coaches who had to step away for stress problems, stress issues, heart attack issues. Like, being an NFL head coach is not good for your own personal health. The hours are extreme. The pressure is omnipresent. It never stops. There are some instances where the pressure of coaching, you don't need to get to the NFL for it to be there. I could not believe this story when I saw it. Guess how much top paid high school football coaches make in the state of Texas?
Okay. In Texas?
In Texas. Again, I want to remind you that high school football is more important than literacy in the state of Texas.
I don't know, 80 grand?
Not even close.
Really?
The state's biggest suburban high school coaches will make an average salary of $104,000.
For a coaching high school?
Coaching high school, big time Metroplex 5A school, $100,000 is the average salary.
In Texas, so that dollar is going to go very far.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's Texas. No state income tax. You keep an awful lot of what you bring home. The average high school football coach, head coach, state of Texas, $98,668.
Jeez.
That is insane.
That is.
Absolutely insane. 3 weeks before high school football season kicks off, an administrative assistant at Lake Travis High School is juggling phone calls while season ticket holders are now waiting to learn their seat assignments. Yes, season tickets.
For high school football.
Yes.
Wow.
These games are now happening on television more commonly, over and over again. A team that won its sixth state title in 2016 and 2011, they became the first team in the history of Texas high school football to win five consecutive state championships. Their head coach, Carter High School, which is in the movie Friday Night Lights,
yep.
$155,156.
That's what he makes.
Think about it. What would you rather do? Go and make like $100,000 more stepping into a college job, or do this for $155,000 at the high school level?
I mean, you're like considered a rock star, especially if your team's just winning left and right. I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, you're the mayor.
Yeah, pretty much.
These high school coaches are the mayors of the towns that they occupy. The district, Carter, It's one of the state's most affluent. The median household income is $103,000 in million-dollar homes dot the shores of Lake Travis. Taxpayers in the state's largest suburban school districts are constantly funding six-figure salaries for head football coaches, and you need to. You need to. High school football is such a big business. If you want to pay for all your field trips, you better sell out homecoming.
Well, especially if people are, you know, buying season tickets. I mean, it sounds like a total business.
Totally. The Katy School District in Morton Ranch's high school is named after her family. The district is now home to, guess what they spent on the stadium for the 8-time state champion Katy Tigers, whose coach, Gary Joseph, earns $133,000 a year. Guess what they spent on the stadium, Gianna?
Well, now I got to guess big, because thinking of how much, I don't know, $2
million? $72 million. You were only off by $70 million.
That's insane. I want to see what that stadium looks like.
These, look, nicer where than the Raiders play this year.
Seriously.
These high school Texas football stadiums are nicer than the Coliseum. They're cooler than Levi's Stadium. They're more intimidating. It's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable, the status of big-time high school football. High school football.
I wonder if Texas or coaches required to teach classes as well, because, I mean, most schools, if you like, the coach teaches PE.
Maybe there is some sort of tie to you got to also be an administrator or teacher in some way, but I don't think so.
I mean, I would be shocked if any other teachers were making 100 plus a year the state of Texas.
That's the thing. If you're making $155,000 to coach the high school team, how much do you care about dodgeball?
Well, I mean, I wonder how much like teachers who focus on education are making.
Oh, probably like $34,000 a year.
We got this backwards.
And make sure you bring a gun if there's a shooter in school today, because you're going to need that too. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Don't ever look to sports to make sense of America.
Mm-mm, never.
Don't ever do it. Don't ever do it. Unless you're lucky enough to run into a guy like Steph Curry, who, again, got to sound off the Merck website. This is Steph Curry, who was at the Ellie Mae talking about what he and his wife just did, rebuilding a rec center in Oakland and putting in a computer lab. And this is just great stuff.
Well, it was amazing to see. Every NBA player is trying to find a way to impact where the city that they play in or where they're from, or, you know, communities at large, at-risk youth, whatever the case is. And it's very visible what guys are doing. And sometimes there's stuff that happens behind the scenes that nobody knows about that guys are doing. So I think that's important to understand. LeBron, it was a huge gesture and a huge accomplishment in terms of, you know, opening up a public school that can serve his community. I could go down the list of guys that are doing something in their own ways and their own passions and things like that. So, like I said, basketball's been great for all of us. It's provided a way for us to provide for our families and create legacies in that sense. And we all, feel a responsibility to do our part to give back in any way that we can.
It's just too bad that you don't get nearly the amount of traction in a news story about giving back as you do when someone calls Kevin Durant a snake.
True.
I mean, Kevin Durant was just named the NBA's most philanthropic player of the year. I think this was before LeBron opened his school. But the amount of donations that Kevin Durant has made, it's significant. And again, people still got to use the snake emoji when they're tweeting about him. It's ridiculous where we have our priorities. Of course, Steph Curry can't be talking about philanthropic things for very long. We got to get back to sports. And of course, the new guy on the block, this LeBron fella, came up in conversation. You can expect that to happen this coming season.
Every team is trying to beat the champ, so nothing really surprising. You just kind of sit back and understand, you know, survey the league and survey, you know, what's going on, how we can get back on top this coming year and three-peat. So there have been some big names, obviously, with LeBron and another guy's moving, so we know we need to control what we control and be a better team this year. We have a new addition as well, a couple new additions, so got to hit the ground running in September at training camp. And I understand, as every year is, chasing a championship, it's a different year, and you can't just carbon copy what you did last year to be successful.
Yeah, so we went out and got Boogie Cousins, and may God have mercy on the rest of you. Would have been the perfect way to end that, but he's too classy. I'll do it for him. Curry talking about all that. Did you see what they did in the Cleveland Plain Dealer today? Just to letting LeBron know where he stands now?
No, I did not.
When the city of Cleveland turns its back on you, you will know it. Maybe you don't care about it, but you will know it. The schedule leakers, because we're going to get the full NBA schedule tomorrow. Bob Myers is going to join the station as soon as we know what the Warriors' schedule looks like. In Cleveland, they have been getting a couple leaked dates, and
sure.
Obviously the single biggest date on the Cavaliers 2018-19 home schedule is going to be the one night that the Lakers come to town. And so they announced that date so people could circle it on their calendar, and they announced it saying, Kyle Kuzma and the Lakers return on X date. And then in small, like 12-point font, LeBron James also returning.
Wow.
Hell hath no fury scorned. Or no, hell hath no fury. Like a Cleveland Plain Dealer headline writer scorned.
Scorned, for real.
That's what I wanted to say. Took me a minute there.
I believe that's what, I think it's November 21st that's happening.
Very interesting. Hey, Damon, you know that Steph and Aisha also helped raise $21,000 for Nia Wilson.
Yes,
who
they did.
Was the woman who was murdered on BART mm-hmm. on the platform. And that's fantastic. And I can tell you that the $21,000 that they raised for her is phenomenal. I don't even have to check this. You know Steph sent more money.
You probably did.
$21,000 is a half of a three-point shot for him. So I'm sure he looked at that total and thought, all right, we need to sprinkle this tip a little bit. I bet you he did. Like that's the kind of feelings that I have about the guy. I don't even need to hear about it to assume whatever was necessary, he met the necessary requirement and then made a step further. That's
just who they seem like they are.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's who they are.
Got to appreciate that. Got to really appreciate those guys. Why do we have a four-hour show today? It's because the A's are on their way to Anaheim. Off to Anaheim for three. Then you come home for the biggest homestand of 2018. You're going to get Seattle, and you're going to get Houston. You're also going to get the Texas Rangers on the next homestand. But Seattle and Houston, these are major hurdles that the A's are trying to overcome. This is going to be the next 10 days, 14 days of A's baseball are where the entire season's going to be told. It's going to be fascinating to watch. Good on Mike Fiers, who looked really good, went toe-to-toe with Clayton Kershaw last night. 8 strikeouts, no walks, 5 1/3, 1 run, 4 hits. Again, went toe-to-toe with Kershaw. Familia, who's now 3-0 in an A's uniform, he got the win. Scoreless 8th for the win. Trinan came in and got the 29 save and 33 chances. That was impressive. We'll see what the A's do. Again, 3 in Anaheim, and then they come home and things get real serious. We've got Pirates and Giants a little bit later on tonight, right? Yeah, it's going to get going at AT&T Park. Andrew Suarez tonight. Giants 0-2 against Houston. They're 0-2 on the 6-game homestand. They're back to 500. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. You've heard this all before. Blah, blah. 6.5 back in the West. 7.5 back in the wild card. And we've been playing Dust in the Wind by Kansas to sort of sum up where this whole thing goes. And it's where we sort of are. We're going to take a couple of calls when we come on back, and we're going to say hello to a friend of mine who's become a station mate of mine, and it's one of the big full circle, my career, life cycle moments. We're going to say hello to the Butcher Boy before it's all said and done here on the Damon Bruce Show.
I want you to go out there to punish the person who's responsible for murdering this poor little rabbit.
He's a longtime caller.
Kill me, Simon! Kill me!
A rabid Bay Area sports fan.
If this guy just shows up and balls out, he's gonna get paid.
And now, he's here.
Now you tasted my mutton. How do you like it, huh?
Kill me!
Introducing, live in studio, the Butcher Boy.
Cook yourself to some decent meat on the way out.
I always thought this was one of the better opens we ever made for anyone, but I'm here to tell you right now, it's the last time we're ever playing it. because this man doesn't need a special pay. Isn't he a unique snowflake visiting us in studio? This man picks up checks now from us. And he deserves it because he is going to be in tonight along with Bonte, our buddy Curly, who I guess is playing Stat Boy. And he is now officially where we met so many years ago. Butcher Boy and I, quote unquote, met when he was calling in to the 49er official postgame show that I used to host. He is now hosting the officially unofficial 49er postgame show. What a full circle moment. It couldn't happen to a better guy. I'm proud of you.
Dude, I'm so pumped up for tonight. This is a lifelong dream for me. It's my team I grew up loving. I used to wait in the parking lot after games. Me and my boys would wait for the traffic to clear out. We'd turn the car on. We'd listen to Damon, okay? And then I would sit there with an old flip phone, the Razor cell phone, and I would call you up. I tried to be one of the first people. You'd always put me on. You'd allow me extra time to talk and really make my point. Just thank you, bro. I mean it. I'm ready to do this tonight.
Well, here's the deal. It proves a couple of things in life. Number one, hustle and talent. If you got either, you might get to where you want to go.
Yep.
You had both, hustle and talent. That gets you a long way in life. It also is positive confirmation that your boy's ear is spot on. I can hear someone who can do this within 30 seconds. So it's seriously, like, you're like, hey, you either got a chance to be a swimsuit model or you don't. You can either see it in the first 30 seconds or you can't. You can hear a sports talk host in the first 30 seconds or you don't. I heard it in you, and it's great that you're going to do it. Tonight, we got some interesting stuff to watch. I was disappointed looking at some of the inactives for tonight.
Ridiculous.
I really wanted to see Fred Warner, I think, more than anybody else at linebacker. He is the not going disappointment for me tonight. I'm not worried about Cooper. I'm not worried about that. I did want to see him. The wide receiver battle. Who is going to be number five, number six on this team? That's the entire preseason, if you want to sell it to me right there.
Damon, for 10 years, I called you. I said, we've got no wide receivers. They can't draft anyone. They aren't even going to pull the trigger on a young wide receiver. Finally, they take the highest drafted skill guy since Carlos Hyde in 2012. They take the Pac-12 kid, Dante Pettis, elite returner, and he kind of fits the mold of today's NFL wide receiver. Shifty, you really can't get your hands on him. He's got a little DeAndre Hopkins, Antonio Brown footwork thing going. I'm really excited to see how he can help Jimmy G.
It's going to be good. We're going to get over-under 1.5 series for Jimmy tonight. Where are you going? Under.
Give me two. Just let me whet my appetite a little.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
I want to see McGlinchey set the edge tonight.
Yes.
I want to look like that is just set up. Here's the thing. I want to watch McGlinchey tonight, and then I don't want to think about him again until February. Like, seriously, I want him to be.
Yes.
If your tackle's working, you notice him once, you say, he's good at it, and then you don't talk about it again for the rest of the year. Hopefully it's not Trent Brown where it's a daily topic. What do you think he's going to be?
Yeah, no, incredible. When the Niners set the tone in the Harbaugh era, they brought in Anthony Davis. They already added to Joe Staley. The offensive line is the most important thing. Look at the Raiders. When they were good, great offensive line. When they struggled last year, the offensive line was in shambles.
A Butcher Boy special just for you. Tonight, Kyle Shanahan told us he's excited to see Joe Williams. If he's excited about the evaluation, we should be excited about it too. I won't hold it against him that he went to Purdue. Raheem Mostert is another guy I think I want to see tonight. Breida, McKinnon, we all know that they're the starters. Who, Butcher, is going to be this year's preseason bell cow? I'm calling it the 2018 Anthony Booby Dixon Award. Who is going to be this year's Booby Dixon? Who's going to be the running back who shines in the preseason, doesn't even make the practice squad?
Well, I think it's going to have to be Joe Williams, because if he doesn't make this team. Raheem Mostert is going to play on special teams. He's got a roster spot. Matt Breida, I think, solidified himself last year. Joe Williams is a guy, he tantalizes you with the ability. But does he have the heart, and can he hold on to the football? He looked great in flashes, and then just literally dropped the ball in multiple games last year. They stashed him on IR. This is a huge, huge preseason for him, in my opinion. And I think he's going to show off. I hate to use this comp. He reminds me of Ricky Waters. He got the legs.
That could be good.
Yeah.
That could be. I mean, here's Ricky. I only need the ball 33 times to be effective.
He was a brilliant running back. And then when he went to Philly, he didn't really get a chance to showcase himself with Ray Rhodes. But he was great here.
He had his moments for sure. You certainly have had your moments, and that's it. We wanted to bring you in to say congratulations. We're really happy for you, but that is the last time we're ever playing that. Hosts need no special introduction.
I agree.
They just turn the mic on and go.
I want to say thank you to Damon, Gianna, the whole staff here. I promise you, I'm not going to be some homer or some big J journalist. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to call the team out. I'm going to put on for the people in the parking lot who I was, who used to listen to the show, dying to hear that instant reaction from the real hardcore fans. That's what I'm trying to do. Just be myself.
Be yourself, man. Congratulations. Have a good one. Speaking of just being themselves, Kolsky and Urban are coming on up. We're going to talk for a few hours, and then what do you know? It'll be Bonte, Butcher, and we got ourselves the officially unofficial 49er postgame show for you here on 95.7 The Game. In the meantime, thanks so much to Alex Pavlovich, Tom Limbert, Cam Inman, Joe for joining us, Dieter Kurtenbaugh, everyone who called in for a little name game. Thank you, Gianna, Elena, Albie, all great stuff. Enjoy. We got ourselves a little football. We're going to be talking about it tomorrow. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
Is he a sexy number 10?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.